Really enjoyed the opportunity to sit down and talk with the new executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Kylie Denise, who's got a great pedigree when it comes to the pork industry, including most recently with the National Pork Board.
Yes, and I would say my career has really been dedicated to the pork industry. Prior to the National Pork Board, I worked at an advertising firm where the National Pork Board was a client. So my career is all things pork, and to your point on going back a few more steps, I showed pigs growing up, I livestock judged too. So the pork industry runs really deep from my perspective and my profession.
Now, you've actually lived in Oklahoma for a couple of years working for the Pork Board, and you know, you've had that's given you the opportunity to intersect quite a bit with pork producers in our state.
That's right. At the National Pork Board, my responsibilities ranged from working on the producer outreach and education side to doing some events, and then most recently in consumer marketing. The beauty of my business, this business, the industry, is you can do some of that remote. And so when the time came for my husband to take a new career opportunity and move south back to Oklahoma, I'm an Oklahoma State grad, it worked out well. So I maintained that position. And then, of course, when this position at the Pork Council became open, I was all ears.
So you made the decision. What drew you to OK Pork?
Several things drew me to the Oklahoma Pork Council. I've admired the Pork Council since when I was in college, and of course from an ag communications perspective, which was my degree, great communication work done here in the state, great storytelling, and then plus that up to all of the other things. And so I've always admired the Oklahoma Pork Council. I got to work with the Oklahoma Pork Council in my role at the National Pork Board, and it was just an obvious thing that it made sense to pursue, and was lucky enough to be the chosen one.
As you start this position, you obviously have hit the ground running with a lot of things that are going on. What, you know, as you've kind of looked at the industry, Oklahoma pork industry right now, what has, you know, jumped out at you that has impressed you that you're kind of taking all in right now to hopefully, you know, have impact in the days to come?
Yeah, the Oklahoma pork industry is one to be admired. And if you look across the state and the number of companies that rank at the top of the pork powerhouse list, many of those are right here in Oklahoma. Plus, you've got this group of 4-H and FFA young people who are next generation leaders that are showing pigs involved in the industry in some way. So it's this beautiful mix of big time pork production, and then young people who also love the pork industry. So for me, that's the perfect storm also, in a really positive way. You couldn't craft something better in terms of an area which I would love to come in and lead.
You mentioned the younger generation, the 4-H FFA folks that are involved in the show pig industry. You've jumped right in the middle of in this new role. You've come right into the world's largest junior livestock show, OYE, which you've had some experience with as well.
That's right. I was invited to judge showmanship a few years back at the OIE, and of course I knew the significance of the show, but when you step foot in the swine ring and the lights are coming down on you and you're just seeing the talent, that's a really big thing. But this year specifically, you're right. We just had the Barrow Show wrap up, and a great few days of showing, impressive grand drive, of course. And what was really special for me this year with the OIE show and judge, actually the judge was one of my old judging coaches, and so he was a big-time mentor. I would credit a lot of my commitment to the pork industry to just his influence. So again, this world is small, and it's a beautiful place, especially if you're well-connected.
Not only do you have involvement with OYE, and you've obviously put hours there and more hours to come with the Gilt Show, but you're also jumping into the middle of the legislative session, and the Pork Council has involvement, as has skin in the game, I guess you might say, there as well. You're working with other ag groups. What's your early impressions of how the groups are working together here in the state?
The ag groups in this state are pretty incredible, and today is Monday, so I just got back from having lunch with the ag groups, and the camaraderie is incredible. When I made my introduction, I shared that I'm just going to listen and learn a whole lot, and and ask questions. And the group said, that's fantastic, right? Well, we're here to have that kind of camaraderie and really be there for agriculture, whether it's pork or beef or you name the commodity group or the type of production from there. So it's been fantastic. And I'm so thankful to each of those groups for the welcome and look forward to what we're going to do to collaborate in the future.
As you've looked at the industry, you've looked at all of the issues that are there. What are two or three things that are kind of starting to surface up that you need and you want the Pork Council to be, you know, dealing with addressing here in the short term?
Sure. From our perspective, we've been on this path of working on a strategic plan. So our board, as well as other stakeholders within the pork industry here in Oklahoma, have put together some priorities or identified some areas for us to work. Of course, it's important for us to always think about the image of pork production. And we know that the farm, the grocery store, the consumer, all of those things are becoming more disconnected all the time. So focusing on image will be critically important. Also, we talk about disease or some of those things that could come in and really stop production. So we'll keep an eye just on preparedness on farm. Biosecurity, you know, all of those things connect into it, but we really have to protect our farm and how we produce pigs. We'll also be thinking about workforce. And, you know, we have big, sophisticated operations here in Oklahoma. Then we also have farms that are smaller. We've got the whole mix, and it's going to be important for us to find individuals who are interested in working on the farm, who are interested in animal care, who show up every day with that commitment to put a good, wholesome product on the plates of consumers. So those are just a few going into the future that we'll continue to be focused on.
You mentioned biosecurity, the disease issues. Mm-hmm. You saw that. We're seeing that front and center with OYE, with the concern about PEDV. That, I know, is worrisome to every hog producer in the state.
It is. But I believe, and I've got an example of a family and an FFA chapter that I met at OYE, where they're really considering themselves as part of a bigger industry. And I think that that's been an opportunity for us as the pork industry, not just in Oklahoma, but nationally. And I worked on a more national scale when I was at the Pork Board to get young people to understand just the impact that they have. They're thinking about their projects of one or two, but they really need to be thinking about their project of one or two, plus all of the other pigs that are in this state. So I'm really proud of what I heard and saw at the Oklahoma Youth Expo this past week. And that story or that example I mentioned, this particular family had planned for just one trailer to go to the fairgrounds and that trailer not to come back with the barrows being terminal. And then also some of the tools that they brought to the show were disposable. So, you know, what can we put in this disposable bottle that stays here at the fairgrounds because they had sows back at their FFA farm? I think that's incredible. I think that that's young people really internalizing what biosecurity means. And if you talk to our commercial producers, I think that that kind of thing connects with them because biosecurity is important wherever, you know, at the show, at the farm, between leaving the fairgrounds to going back home, you know, the whole mix matters. So really proud of the work that this entire industry has done to educate folks all around on the importance of biosecurity.
And of course, when you get to that national level, a lot of conversation at the Pork Board, Pork Producers Council, USDA, and others about African swine fever and the need to try to keep it out of the U.S.
That's right. That is top priority, right? You pick the organization. African swine fever is one thing we don't not want. So we're going to do everything that we can, and I have great faith in all the groups that are working on it. And the Oklahoma Pork Council has done several things as well, pre my time, to really be prepared.
So where you know, as you think about things that you want to see accomplished, that you think, you know, that you know, and maybe they've been working on for a while, this strategic plan and other things, what's out there that you really want to see the team here, your stakeholders, to major on in the days to come?
Several things, but to me, at the core of what we do is really people. And so we have a great staff here at the Oklahoma Pork Council. It's been a ton of fun. In fact, they've done a great job of just onboarding me. Do this, don't do that, turn the lights off when you walk out of the room kind of thing. So the team is fantastic. And then beyond the team here in the office, we represent a great group of folks, and we talked about that range of people. And so the relationships we build will be of priority for sure. Otherwise, putting that strategic plan into place is something that really gets me excited. We talked about, a farm with a lot of numbers and then folks with a couple pigs. I think there's opportunity to bring those two groups together. And then ultimately, right, we want our farms to be able to operate in the way that, is profitable. And so doing some of that will be my priorities as we get started.
Right. And of course, down through the years, the pork industry in the state, as Seaboard came in to the panhandle about 3 or 4 decades ago now, really, about 3 decades ago, as they came in, the industry was different than it is today because we're producing a lot more baby pigs to, in effect, I guess, get exported to where the corn is, where the feed is in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's right, and it makes sense. Here we've got a temperature in a year, I suppose, that's not the back end of 2020 in early 2021, where it makes, having baby pigs and, trucks that can bring feed in and we can move pigs. That's a good place for Oklahoma in terms of kind of that temperate climate. Now, this year we had an ice storm in October, and then we had a snowstorm right earlier in 2021. But if you think of the weather in Iowa, for instance, it's a bit different. And we can ship our baby pigs up north, and that's where the corn and beans are grown, in mass. And so good opportunity to send those pigs up there to be finished out.